Welcome everybody to the Motivational Trainer, and today I want you to do a little self-reflection. Before we do that, if you like the podcast, give me a 5-star review. That helps me get access to all the folks out there. Leave me a review regardless. I'd love to hear your feedback. And hit the subscribe button. Subscribe is an easy way to get me delivered to you on a daily basis, very effortlessly. So I want to do a little self-reflection. You know, where is your motivation come from? And even if you're currently not motivated by anything, you know, where would you like your motivation to come from? You know, because that's something to grasp at, right? And motivation can come from anywhere. You know, my personal motivation is for my family. You know, I want to build generational wealth, and I want to give my kids the insight that I didn't have when I was growing up. You know, we're overwhelmed as a society with access to information. Doesn't necessarily mean that that information is good information. You know, I particularly like to seek out wisdom and seek out people who are doing what they advertise to be doing, so they know the inside route to get to where I want to be, as opposed to just general information. You know, the worst thing, one of the worst things you can do is just kind of type in the internet, you know, looking up a topic, because that will lead you in every which way. You know, you're going to get the right side of the opinion, you're going to get the left side of the opinion, and you're going to get some folks out in the middle. So we have a lot of access to a lot of information, which could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. Unfortunately, a lot of the information that's out there isn't good information. So what I, my focus and my motivation and what came with this podcast really is behind what I wanted to do for my family. I wanted to make sure that I was giving them the information that I didn't have, the accurate information I didn't have. And that was my momentum. Now, your momentum can come in many forms. You know, for me, it's my family. For you, it may be, you know, opportunity, growth, money. A lot of people are very apologetic about money. Look, if that's what motivates you, then by all means. You know, for a very long time in my career, I was money motivated. And it got me to a place where, you know, financially, it was good. It was good. You know, I can't complain. And that motivation brought me there. Your motivation can be a healthy lifestyle. Your motivation can be an abundance of knowledge. Your motivation can be, you know, your time. You know, not a lot of people, it's funny when I ask that question, because not a lot of people say they would like more time, where time is the only thing that you can't. That's the only non-renewable resource we have. You know, once your time's up, your time's up. But not a lot of people think about it, because we get so distracted in the day-to-day things that we lose focus of that. And even myself, you know, I started this podcast off with my motivation, and it wasn't time. But in fact, it's one of them, but it's not the driving force. But I really want to know, what is motivating you to be where you're at, or has your motivation changed? Is there certain things that got you to where you are right now, but, you know, you need to change direction, and you don't know how? And that's what we like to do here at the Motivational Trainer. You know, I really want to know about you and really want to know what gets you fired up, you know, that burning desire inside. And it's okay. You know, a lot of motivational speakers, they'll say, you know, just focus on one thing, you know, and that's really not my approach. Because I think to be happy in life, to be successful in general, you have to be pretty well-rounded. You know, very seldom do you see somebody who's crazy successfully financially, but they're, you know, crazy unhealthy. You know, there are, though, the ones that are healthy diet, healthy living, healthy lifestyle, and also financially successful. You know, you can have your cake and eat it too. It might not all come at once, because it has to be a work in progress. You might not be there right now, so you're going to have to build on top of a certain foundation, and that's what we do at the Motivational Trainer. But it's possible. It's absolutely possible. For you to think that to be wealthy, you need to spend all of your time trading all your time for money, never seeing your family, always traveling, eating out of fast food restaurants, eating out of hotels, not getting enough sleep. That's not the case. You might need to do some of that for a small period of time, but with the Motivational Trainer program, what we are going to do is we're going to start to wean you off of those habits and replace them with healthier habits as you continue to grow. So you'll be able to recognize the best of both worlds. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, please get on my calendar. I'd love to speak to you more about this. I'd love to, at the very least, find out where your motivation comes from. You know, because as long as you have motivation, And it might not be something that's currently motivating you, but it might be something that you say, God, I really wish I had the motivation to do X, Y, and Z. I just don't know how to get that motivation. And it can come from many different places. There's a lot of people who lack motivation, lack consistent motivation. Anybody can be motivated for a day or two, but lack the longevity to actually really start a movement. And I'll be honest with you, the majority of people are the root of their own evil. You know, when we get down into the program, a lot of what you'll see is, you know, I was motivated for 2 or 3 days, but then this happened. And I was motivated for 3 or 4 days, and then this happened. Or I went one real good week, but then I fell off because whatever, X, Y, and Z. And that's why we need to build healthy habits, which become our rituals, which are the foundation for us to build that longevity. So if that makes sense to you, you know, just kind of think of it. If it makes sense, if you can do something, one thing, every day consistently, that's working in your favor, that's good for you, and then you're able to compound that with a second thing, and now you have momentum, now you have 2 or 3 things working in your favor, that's going to ultimately get you to your goal as opposed to not knowing what to do from one day to the next or constantly derailing yourself. Got to get on my calendar. You know, at the very least, we can just kind of talk and give you some insight about how the program works. But if you really want the accountability aspect, if you really want to me holding your feet to the fire, saying this is what you need to do for this time period to be successful and get your life off to the start that you want to get it off to, or it could be, you know, you could be making baby steps in that direction. You just need that extra training, not coaching, because we train you, we go along with you to get you over that hump to where you need to be. I'm your guy, and I'd love to talk to you. So please get on my calendar. It was great talking to everybody today. Talk to you soon.